All right, so can I get your name, gender, age, and ward?
My name is Lucinda McDowell, MCDOW. My ward is 4.
And your gender and age?
I'm female, and my age is 60 years old.
Okay. So just some general questions to kick it off. What has been the biggest challenge for you and your family during the pandemic?
Well, the biggest challenge is sometimes I forget my mask, and but I'm very conscious of wearing it. It's just that sometimes I feel like I need a little break from it. But knowing that COVID is very much on the rise and the variants is on the rise and some people have not took their shots, and I'm concerned. I do not want to catch COVID. So far, so good. I haven't had it. I would like for people to just really just try to think about it, you know, a little bit more. I was fearful at first. I prayed about it. And I said, God, please surely protect me, because I felt like I should have it. And I do want to clear the record on something. When I first took the shot, I didn't never hear that if you take this shot, you won't catch COVID. I never heard that. This is what I heard. If you get this shot, it's still a chance you can get COVID, but it may not be as bad. That's what I heard. I don't know where it came from that, what's the point of getting the shot because you still can catch COVID. Well, I think that was cleared up from the beginning. But I would rather have some of the virus antibodies in me to help me not be as bad as I would have been, because I want to stay on this earth a little longer.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. All right, and then has there anything been good happened to you or your family during the pandemic? Like, what would you say kind of brought the pandemic? Did it bring it closer to your family? Would you say, like, stuff has changed, the dynamics?
Well, my immediate family, they've been the world. My mom's passed in 2016. My sister passed in 2004. It was just a three-person family. And it's just me. I have cousins, first cousins, but I'm saying my immediate. So, you know, I have to carry on for them. And I do link up with my cousins, first cousins and stuff sometimes. And I'm around great friends, people, you know, so I'm not lonely. I'm not sad. I'm not upset. Pretty much I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy to be alive and content. And a couple of great things I've, not because of the stimulus money, not because of that, but I was able to upgrade on my vehicle. And I was able to upgrade on my living quarters, and none of this came from stimulus money. None of this came from unemployment money. None of this came from none of that. It's just solely from my disability, SS. And I haven't got no raise on that either. But I feel good because I'm soon going to be moving into a studio versus where I'm at now. So an upgrade on my car and an upgrade on my living quarters. And I'm happy about it.
Yeah, no, that's really good to hear. It's good to hear. And so what's kind of one word to describe this time for you?
One word. Can I say two?
Yeah.
Use wisdom and stay alert. Wisdom and stay alert.
Definitely. And so what is something that you hope will be different for you, DC, or even like the world after this pandemic? I know it's kind of still ongoing, but kind of like, what are some lessons that you feel like we can take from kind of going through this?
Don't take life for granted. Life is serious. You know, it's good to be alive. It's good for me to still be here. treat people right, respect people, and find in yourself peace and happiness. And then you can project that out and people will actually see it.
Definitely. Yeah, and it all starts from within, honestly. And so kind of some more specific questions. So where do you get information that you can trust usually? Family, media?
Okay, I'm going to say not a lot information, because sometimes with family, we hear something from someone else. So I do a little Googling. I ain't gonna say I 100 trust the media either, but I do a lot of Googling and I read, and again, not being aware that everything you read is not true too. So you just got to kind of balance it out.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of like make sure you follow up, but also kind of like just take everything with an open mind and do your own research. Definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so do you have any like nieces, nephews, or like someone who's like school age in your household?
No, but I was a daycare teacher.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Myself.
So, yeah. So how would you feel about like handling the news that school might continue online into the fall and into the spring? You might even kind of just see this new era of like totally online school.
I think they should continue that because of the fact that the COVID is still, the numbers are popping and the variants. And so not to put more children at risk nor teachers by trying to let's come into a classroom, school, live, in person. So I think we should continue with the virtual online. You know,
yeah.
Until things get much, much better, yeah.
And so, I guess, so asking kind of more about food access. So, how often, have there been any programs, kind of that made a difference for you and your family, like for grocery shopping, for example, like other communities or organizations that kind of help families kind of hand out food or kind of give vouchers to get food.
Well, I've been one of the fortunate ones. I haven't had to do that because I do receive assistance from my SNAP, and they upgraded the amount, which was great. But I haven't had to go to any programs or any other locations to get food because it was an upgrade on my SNAP. Because I am disabled, so you know, Medicare, and with the SNAP, that has helped me tremendously, you know, and I'm glad they did do the upgrade so that way we can have food and not be hungry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So those are all questions I have for you, man. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate your time.